This is Paris.
Okay, Paris, I want to ask you about this photo right here, an iconic one for those listening. It is Paris driving with Lindsay Lohan and Britney Spears. Tell us all about this moment.
Oh my God, the amount of times I've seen this photo, the memes. Wow, brings back memories. So that was a night that Britney and I went out and we were at the Beverly Hills Hotel and we were at our friend's party. And then we were deciding to leave because we wanted to go home. And we were just walking to the car and all of a sudden got swarmed by just tons of paparazzi. And just as we were walking to the car, that's when Lindsay came up. So it was kind of awkward because at this point we were just having some drama. So as I was getting in the car, one of the paparazzi screamed at me, "Is it true that you hit Lindsay?" And at that moment, all of a sudden, I saw Lindsay walking towards us. And I said, "Why don't you just ask her?" And Lindsay said, "No, of course not." I don't remember exactly what she said, something like, "No, Paris would never hit me. I've known her since I'm 15. And it was basically just, you know, not admitting what she did.
Mm-hmm.
It was quite awkward, you know, to be asked that question. And then it was just weird how the whole thing happened. And then they just kept flashing, taking photos. And then all of a sudden, I looked over and she's in my car. And, you know, we weren't getting along. So I was polite. And then just lots of flashes. It was really hard just to even get out of there because I couldn't see just with all the cameras. And people were literally like falling on top of the car just trying to get the shot.
Mm.
So it was very stressful to drive in that situation. So the next morning, these photos and videos literally went everywhere. I saw it on the cover of the New York Post. It was just on the cover of all these different magazines. People were just inventing stories because, you know, they had no idea. It was literally just Britney and I out at the Beverly Hills Hotel going home. And then it just turned into this whole huge story. And people, I think when, you know, they see a photo and they don't know the real story, a lot of people just like to invent their own, which is something I've really gotten used to over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so crazy how those pictures literally went everywhere. And then now today I see memes with it all the time, as well as they've made like those sunshades for your car. So there's literally like, I've just walked in West Hollywood before and literally there's some cars that just have that like printed out as their like window shade for the car. It's pretty hilarious.
What was your relationship with Lindsay like back then? And how are you two now?
Back in the day, we were actually close friends. And then she did a couple things that really hurt me and just betrayed my trust and caused a lot of drama. So we weren't friends anymore. And it was kind of like this on and off friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And but when I think about it now, we were just so young and immature. And it's just kind of like that high school drama, especially in the LA scene. And then also having to live it out in public with the media just, you know, constantly trying to like stir things up and make things even worse than they are. So, you know, it's hard with anything, with any friendship. And back then, the media just really enjoyed just having girls feud with each other. Mm. Like I've lost count the amount of times I've read stories about people that I'm fighting with, we're feuding, we're this. And a lot of these people I've either never met in my life or have never had a problem with. But when I think about it now, I'm not someone who holds grudges. You know, I just feel like life is too short and I hope that she's doing great. And yeah, just sending her well wishes. And yeah, that is the truth.
That's a good truth to know. Well, I think it just goes to show you that, and something I'm learning all the time, you're so nice for someone to be on your shit list is they must have really messed up. And it's nice to know that you're forgiving everybody. You have forgiven everybody. Takes a lot of courage. When you see this, do you like think to yourself, "Oh, I had the greatest time as a young adult," or do you look back and go, "I should have stayed home and just made some tea and had like a nice little night in with my dogs"?
Like looking back at this photo or just all of
it? At this photo and all of it. Everything. Yeah.
Well, this one, Brittany and I had so much fun. Like she was just so sweet. And we would just have a great time going out, dancing. And I feel like she really didn't get to experience that before because she's been working her ass off since she's like 2 years old. So it was nice to be able to like see her having a real life and having fun and just being normal. So that was fun. And yeah, my whole life has been fun. I don't like regret any of my fun nights out. Cause I feel, you know, most people when they're going out, they're not like under a microscope mm-hmm. with the whole world, just kind of like digging into like everything they're doing and then making up stories. So yeah, that's a lot.
You know, when people were, you know, going out back then, if you weren't a celebrity, nobody knew what you were doing. There weren't iPhones taking photos and videos inside every bar and every club, and it wasn't documented 1,000 times. But everything you did and the select group of people in this industry had the potential and the probability of like getting leaked. And did that bother you, or were you like zen with it?
I think I was pretty zen with it. I just got used to it. And also when I look back on it now, I'm so happy that I grew up before social media and before like iPhones, because it was so much fun. Like the early 2000s in LA were literally the most fun like ever. Like everyone went out. That was cool. There was just like the sickest parties. Like no one was like coming up and, you know, asking for pictures or like filming at a club. There was like, we had like disposable cameras and like maybe take a picture or two, mm-hmm. but it wasn't about that. It was just like really about going out and having a good time. And now when I see people go out, it's like everyone's sitting at the table just like on their phone taking selfies, like filming videos. Like no one is having fun, no one's dancing, because all they care about is like the content they're going to be able to post, you know, right then or the next morning. So I just feel that kids don't have fun like they used to, because everyone's just too concerned about, you know, getting that selfie or that picture. And yeah, it was annoying waking up, you know, every morning and having just crazy stories written about me. But whatever, life could be worse, so I'm not going to complain.
Did any guy approach you at one of these clubs that you really, really like? Maybe it was another celeb or something that you were like, oh my God, I can't believe that so-and-so is coming up to me right now and wants to have a drink, go out, whatever.
Everyone. They've all tried. But I've always been very hard to get. That's something my mom always taught me. She's like, be the Chanel purse that no one can get and no one can touch. And then she's like, don't be like that raggedy like fake bag on Cornell Street that everyone can touch. Guys want what they can't have. And so my mom like literally like ingrained that in me my whole life, just how guys really just want what they can't get. Mm-hmm. So just to be like Chanel.
That's great. You're a Birkin.
Yeah, that's another guy. I'm gonna teach London that one day. Be the Birkin.
This is good advice for anybody who's any young women out there who want to know what Paris would do in a club, and that's it. Be the Birkin.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
This is Paris.
Thanks for listening to This is Paris. We love hearing from you. So leave us a review. Send an email to paris@iheartradio.com. Leave a voicemail at 833-87-PARIS. And follow us at This is Paris Podcast. Bye, babes.